Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Elliot. I am calling from Wisconsin Credit Union in the fraud department, and I'm calling because we have a member with an unauthorized transaction from this company and their account. I wanted to see if we could get some additional information about this charge.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to take a look at the account and see what's going on. Is the customer on the other line or is it just us?
It's just us. I'm afraid they're not on the other line right now.
And can I get their zip code, please?
Sure, the zip code. It's 54727.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Donald Albrecht.
Okay, can you spell the last name for me, please?
ALB RECHT.
I'm not pulling up any account under that name with a zip code 54727 with an account with us. To better assist you in trying to locate the account another way, could I get the last four numbers of the card that they were showing the charge on?
Yes, the last four digits of the card are 3356.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate the account that way. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Could you please verify the address?
I'm afraid I can't give out my cardholder's full address.
Well, because the account I've located did have a different zip code than what you had initially given, I would need to have the address verified in order to make
Okay.
sure if I have that correct account for security purposes.
Oh, it might be 54729 as the zip code, but I can't give out the full address.
Well, with the account that I did locate, because I did locate it under his name, I'm showing where he was charged on the 1st of February, 5497 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store, which I'm showing being a member would get him a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store. Or you'd be able to utilize that gift card each month through the site or until it would call in to cancel.
Yeah, because my cardholder says this is an unauthorized purchase, and I was really calling just to see if we could get it canceled and refunded.
I'm showing where initially it looks like they were charged on the 28th of January, the $7.95 for the smartwatch shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club savings store.
Yeah,
Now,
my cardholder is disputing that transaction as well. He's got three total charges here he's disputing from this company.
I'm showing the other charge for $19.99 was for that straight sale purchase for the ear pods.
EarPods.
That's
Yeah, I
correct.
mean this account is not even a personal account, it's a business account, so he wouldn't be ordering like ear pods or any kind of stuff like that on this card anyway. He said this is fraud, so I wonder if you're able to cancel out and refund it, because otherwise you have to file disputes.
Yeah, now I will be able to cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. Now, what I'd be able to do off the prior charge, I'd be able to do a credit back of $27.49 back off the $54.97 charge that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, we cannot accept a partial refund for something like this, so we have to reject that offer and file a chargeback instead. We're just not able to accept a partial refund for an instance of fraud.
And so you're saying that the customer is claiming that they had never placed that order to try or receive either of those products from us?
That's correct. He said this is an unauthorized purchase, and as I had said, this is a business account, so it's not the type of card. Even if he were to buy something like this, he wouldn't be using this card anyway.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist so that they can further assist you. Hold on.
All right.
And I'll get you transferred over to our fraud account specialist right now.